right now. Let's take some tours around those Texas topics. Because you never have to look too far for something that is going on. Get you up to date on the state of the state. And Bluebell Ice Cream is jumping in with the rest of the creameries. In fact, this is a part of the International Dairy Foods Association announcement last week that dozens of U.S. ice cream companies have pledged now to eliminate the use of certified artificial colors. Red 3, red 40, green 3, blue 1, blue 2, yellow 5, and yellow 6. Removing artificial dyes from their ice cream. And Bluebell Brenham said, yep, we're one of them. And we're in the process now. And actually, won't take that long. And we will have it done.
Almost like they could have done it all online.
Yeah, so get ready for clear, transparent, see-through ice cream. So get ready for that. Ooh, that should be interesting.
That does paint a picture.
That's what I'm going to... I picture all food now is just going to be gray or transparent.
No.
Yeah.
It's gold.
Not corn.
See, yeah, I mean...
That is naturally beautiful.
We don't need yellow number 5. We have corn.
I wonder if cream corn has anything like that.
So on the top of every Texas student's mind, what is going on with the cell phone ban this year? Have you been asked this by your daughter?
No, she
what's
knows.
What's going on? What's
and
going
she's
on?
Like,
what
whatever.
Are we
going to
do? How
All
is
right.
any of this going to work? She's
I know.
My daughter, you know, upper management. She's got so many questions. Fort Worth ISD passing new rules to comply with House Bill 1481. The policy is called Put It Away, Learn Today. They
Whoa.
Thought of that themselves.
That's
Isn't that
fun.
So special?
Yeah.
It includes any device that will be used to text, call, go on social media, or stream. The punishment for breaking the rules starts at verbal warnings, can go up to confiscation, and even in-school suspension.
Yeah. My bigger thing is bless yet again something teachers got to deal with that has nothing to do with actually trying to teach.
Well, yeah.
Where is your manager?
I mean, if you really have a problem with this, maybe look at your fellow parents and what they're letting their kids do on said phones.
I've been sent this several times in several different avenues and looked into it, and yes, it seems to be random when it's spotted, but it is spotted all over the streets of Fort Worth. Somewhere around there, there is a boat that is driving around city streets. And the like.
Oh.
A full-on boat that just, it's motored, it has wheels, and just goes on. No water needed. This boat just hums around.
Is that, like, how big is the, is it like a yacht?
It's
a land yacht?
Well, it's kind of pirate-ish, shippy.
Oh.
And it makes sense now, because looking into it, this boat that's seen driving around downtown and the like, it is a promotional vehicle from actually the nightclub just over there, Studio 80. Yeah, and it drives around the city in order to drum up business for the club. Okay, so that's the same thing they've used as a float in the parades. So they are now just, they're making it street legal.
I hope it's not like the ones they send around New Orleans.
I think everybody's just getting into
it.
And now it does on our street.
You know, Texas being marketed as a great spot to retire. I mean, you got warm temperatures, relatively low home prices, no state tax, and wonderful people. But the reality may not be nearly as rosy. A new study from Bankrate shows that we're 49th out of 50 for the worst places to live out those golden years. Texas comes in dead last for the category of healthcare, 42nd in affordability, 38th in safety overall, and even... our weather didn't get a win. Those tornadoes and hurricanes really annoying and put us in spot number 47. Ooh. But we do have a lot of sunshine.
Yay!
Number 13.
All right.
New Hampshire, the best
number
place.
One.
Then you'd have to go to New Hampshire.
Yeah, so that's true.
Yeah.
Well, on the flip side, it looks like we're pretty hot in a haven for millennials.
Oh?
Yeah, millennial home buyers here in Fort Worth proper and the Westoplex. Nearly 56,000 millennials purchased homes in the DFW Metroplex in 2024.
Welcome.
So we are one of the boomingest areas for the millennial age group.
For Bowman.
Which explains a lot. Number one, by the way, is Houston. So they
Houston?
Still, as always, have bigger problems than us.
Mm-hmm.
The Granbury City Council late last week voted on a measure and approved $176,000 security upgrade to their regional radio network in Granbury. So now we're once again the most hackable show in the Bury. We're back to it there.
KB and Heather Lee.
And congratulations to Graham, Texas 8-year-old Beck Lundgren, who has now opened up his own Lego museum. Beck is showcasing his collection to the public.
Fancy,
he has spent
fancy.
Hours creating displays in the hope to inspire others to follow their passion right there in the home that Beck lives in with his parents there in Graham. His parents say that they are very, very proud of Beck, and
aww,
they haven't been able to walk anywhere without pain in their house in years. So, congratulations.
Good morning, hey, fans and family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're waking up with
Hank FM.